What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on Answer FM.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back, everybody, here on What's the Topic Show. Yeah, I know you guys missed my normal voice, you know, yeah, the voice that gets the stuff to be done, yeah. I'm just kidding, yeah, I hope you guys are awesome. I know you guys are awesome. In fact, I know that you guys missed this amazing session because you couldn't wait for it. And today's topic itself is gonna be awesome. As you can see, it is titled Words, and right now you even wondering what does words have to do with this topic. In fact, here on What's the Topic, you never know what to expect, so you might find out that the title looks so boring, but the content itself moves you. So yeah, this is gonna be the show that is gonna move your heart. Yeah, I don't even know what that sound effect represented, but yeah, it's gonna move your heart. So today, like I said, we're gonna be talking about words. And yeah, guys, leave your comments, like, share, give someone this show as a surprise. I'm not even gonna say it's a gift. I'll say it's a surprise. Yeah, give them as a surprise. And yeah, a surprise is not a gift, it's just surprise. Yeah, surprise is a surprise, a gift is a gift. If you don't believe me, go check the definition, you'll see. Yeah, but that is what it is. And yeah, you know how we do it, you know, what's the topic. We don't just get into the topic itself, we go for short breaks, we come back, we short break, I come back, music, and then we get into the topic itself. But before we get to that far, we'll come back for the news after the short break.
Ha, this is Gavin Inslin, and you're tuned into Active FM. FM.
Welcome back. Yes, we are a back. Yeah, we're back for the news itself, and you know how we do it. We're just gonna get into the news itself and all the stuff. Yeah, excuse the background music. Not really background music. You know, I'm talking about the background. Yeah, effect that you're hearing. You know, we gotta take notes here. Yeah. I'm getting ready to take notes in the news. So make sure you're getting ready to take notes. In fact, you should be already ready. Yeah, hear that? Already ready. So yeah, I hope you're ready to take notes, because these two news updates are gonna be for the US and Canada listeners. So first up on the news, we have two headlines itself. First up on the news is basically in Chicago. So yeah, we had a very deadly hospital shooting in Chicago. So there were guys that went there to the Chicago hospital, and yeah, they started shooting. But the good thing is no one got hurt, which is the awesome part. No lives was taken, no injuries and all the stuff. Okay, except the ones that were running and bumped into each other and fell and all the stuff. But besides that, nothing bad happened. Except the shooting, that was bad. So yeah, that is what happened in Chicago. And if you're right there in Chicago, please be aware. Please. Yes, not please. Please. So please be aware when you go around that side. Yeah, make sure you watching and you checking out what's happening, because we don't want anything to happen to you. Yes, we don't want anything bad to happen to you. Second on the headlines, this one, I was very shocked when I saw it. Yep, that's why I even took a moment of silence. I was like, yo, blew my mind away. This one, yeah, I didn't know. Yo, I was like, yo, how? This is the Lord right there. So, US and Canada listeners, can you please listen? Now, this is one of the reasons why I don't like elevators, eh? I really don't like elevators. They're awesome, but I don't like them because I have that fear in me of, hey, what if something happens with this thing here? Yeah. But this is what happened. Six people went into an elevator. And they didn't just go into an elevator. They went into an elevator that was on the 84th floor. Yep, got that, ne? Six people went into an elevator that was on the 84th floor. And then that elevator dropped from floor number 84 to the ground floor. Yep, you got that right. Yes, so the elevator, something happened, it dropped from floor 84 to the ground floor. And yeah, as you all know it, there is a very big chaotic moment, dangerous situation right there. And yeah, you know what happens when stuff like that happen. There's death involved, injuries and all those stuff. But this is the awesome part. All the six people actually survived. So the six people survived the elevator that dropped from floor number 84 to the ground floor. None of them died, but there was injuries involved. So yes, guys, elevators, please, yeah, make sure. If you're going into an elevator, make sure that it's safe. Like, examine what is happening with this elevator. Is it safe for me to get inside this elevator? I personally don't like elevators. Yes, I admire them, but I don't like them. I admire what they can do. I don't like them because of movies. I've seen stuff in movies, eh? And in me, within me, I've always said these things are real, eh? They're possible in reality. Stuff like this that you see in movies can happen in reality. That's why I don't like them. I admire what they can do. I admire them. Yeah, all those stuff. But yes, I eventually stopped. There's a time in my life where I actually stopped going in elevators for that reason. In terms of me staying safe, I don't want to be in a position where, boom, here I am in an elevator and then boom. Yeah, there's a funeral because I went into an elevator, it fell and I didn't survive. Don't want stuff like that. So guys, if you're going in you're going into an elevator, make sure that elevator is very safe before you get into that elevator. But yeah, those are the two headlines for the news. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys loved it. I hope you guys took notes, because we don't want you to get shot, or we don't want you to end up in an elevator that goes from floor number 84 to the ground floor and yeah, you don't survive. I mean, not everyone gets that luck. Yes, the six people were lucky to survive from floor number 84 to the ground floor of a lift falling. Yes, there was some miracle right there. Gotta praise God. But that doesn't mean because they survived, you're gonna survive. So yeah, please make sure, né, you actually checking and making sure that the elevators that you're going in, they're 100% safe. But me, I did myself a favor, né? I stopped going in elevators. It's probably, yeah, it's better to use the stairs. Good exercise for you. And yeah, you get more fit. Then get into an elevator, next thing it's dropping from floor number 84. So we don't want situations like that. So just watch out. Make sure you're taking notes. And yeah, be aware of what is happening around you. And that is it for the news today. And we're going to come back for a short session after the short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So, speaking about music, you know, this session is always a short session concerning music. But today, you know, I actually want to speak to four types of people. Eh? You got the listeners, yeah. You know, the listeners, the ones that listen to music. Yes, I want to speak to you guys. And obviously, within the listeners, there's two crowds that I want to target. And then you got the guys that make the music, you know. Yes, so I want to also speak to you guys. And yeah, like I said, it's two crowds involved, eh? So let's start with the listeners, you know, the guys that listen to music. So if you actually on the other side, and what I mean on the other side, I mean like a secular, yeah, you know, a listener that listens to secular music. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, that person. Yeah, if you're that person, can you actually come and listen to Christian music? Because I'll be honest with you, né? Christian music is actually awesome, because you don't come out of there depressed. Yeah, here you are listening to this secular artist, yeah, telling you about all of his depression, his childhood traumas and all those stuff. Next thing you find yourself in the same position where you also depressed, just like the person that is telling you these things. Yes, you don't actually come out like that. Instead, you come out of day challenged in terms of how you live your life. Yes, with the word. Probably you didn't know about that. Now you do. So now you don't have an excuse. And then, yeah, the guys that are listening to Christian rap, music, yes, singing, praise, yeah, you know, all those different genres. So if you're that person, can you please now start applying and not just be a listener of the music. So can you like make sure that whatever verse that is in there, can you like apply it into your life? Because yeah, remember, the power is in the application and not the listening. You be a listening, yeah, listener all the time, passive and all the stuff. Can you become active, you know? Don't just be a listener that listens. Be a listener that does, you know, does the word that you get exposed to. Yes. Yes. I'm talking to you right there. Now let's go to the people who make the music now. The guys that are on the other side. And when I say the other side, I'm talking about the secular side. Yes. Can you guys now come and, you know, give your life to Christ? Yes. Can you, like, decide today to give your life to Christ? Like, accept Jesus so that you can start giving him all the praise? Because at the moment, you're actually not giving Christ the praise. In fact, you're against Christ and you are helping Satan win. So, you know, most of you think that, yeah, because I sold my soul to the devil, I can't come to Christ. Nah, remember, the blood of Christ can actually destroy anything. So even that agreement that you had with the devil of selling your soul and all those stuff, you can still fix that problem with the blood of Jesus. So can you actually come to the Christian side, give your life to Christ, and actually change the type of music that you're making? Yes. Yes, can you do that like today, right now? Yes, even now you can actually do it. And then the guys that are making Christian music, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. But now the guys that are making Christian music and the message that you're giving to the audience is not actually your lifestyle. Can we also change that? Like, can you actually start living the word so that when you make the music, it's actually coming out of your testimony and not just a message that you decided, okay, today I'm gonna speak about this because it's cool or it sounds awesome and all the stuff? Can we not have that? Instead, can we have music coming out of your testimony because you applied the word, and out of your testimony you are inspired to actually get the crowd, yes, to know how it feels to apply the word and get results? So can we actually get to that level? So that is, yeah, that is actually the four types of people. And yeah, if you fall under any of those categories, you know, can you actually sort out the problem and fix it with the solution? Yes, which is Christ. So can we all get to Christ? Like, that's actually what I'm saying. Can we all get to Christ? And yeah, like I said, Christ music is the best music. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's awesome music. Actually challenges you, the word itself. Yeah, you know, I've always said that Christian music, you know, like, okay, let's take rap for example. Rap is actually preaching, except you're preaching on an instrumental with rhythm. So can you stop preaching a message that you're not applying and start applying the message that you're preaching? So yeah, that is actually what I have to say for this short session. Now we're gonna give you two amazing songs and something extra, and then we'll come back and get into the topic itself. Yeah.
Lord, I pray that you is coming to a heart, and I pray that you would mend the broken heart, yeah. Above everything I feel, on my desire is to see you draw closer to your love. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Everything I feel, on my desire is to see you draw closer to your love. That's my prayer for her.
Coming for you on behalf of one of your daughters. She's a really special friend of mine, and I can't deny I had my attraction to her. But today I'm asking for something more than my selfish desire. Right now she's broken and open to know you more, and I'm hoping you sweep her off her feet, make her fall in love. No, not with me, but with you. Overtake her with your truth. Oh, Father God, become a groom, make her your bride. Cause I want her to know your unconditional love, and I want it to grow in spirit and in truth. So I want you to hold a heart inside of your hand, make it all over again in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would come into our heart, and I pray that you, I pray that you would mend the broken heart, yeah. Above everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her.
To really carry on like this, be y'all in my feelings to the bone like this. I'ma be really feeling shouting in the stone like this. Cause it's been a while since I made a song like this. Straight from the heart, no filter. I can't lie, can't hide that I feel her. But in the meantime, I'ma set aside my desire right now. Lord, I'm praying that you heal her. She had strong dead on, but you see through that. And all the walls she got up, you could preach through that. And all the pain in the heart, you could reach through that. With the testimony she has, you could preach through that. I know you got a purpose and a plan for a life that's bigger than anything she could plan for a life. And before I'd even think to take a hand for a wife, Lord, I'm in the war room going ham for a life. Break these chains in the name of Jesus, and take that pain in the name of Jesus. Renew a right brain in the name of Jesus, on my knees till they bleed in the name of Jesus. Break these chains in the name of Jesus, and take that pain in the name of Jesus. Renew a right brain in the name of Jesus, on my knees till they bleed in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would come into our heart, and I pray that you would mend the broken hearts. Above everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you,
closer.
That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. My prayer for everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her.
The devil's love, what I know. Hababo Nabunta Valefelo, Labo Rekelo, Dikelo, Sabo Nebana, and Nebutu, Bahu, Sajalo, Jalo, Bakabo Nabo, Tilo, but violence. Una, violence is a hoka, Rulega Hoba Buta, violence a song, a garret a song, and we all need guidance from God. Yahoreka di Raja, Harrison, a Serzegan, Potarisa, Lela, Fela, Jaka, Moto, Malema, without hitting or who to the battle, Baba, we, if you wanna show me to put up at Yaha, what a draw.
Crime and violence is stop. War, crime, violence is stop. War, crime, violence is stop. Violence is stop. Violence is stop.
Bad man, bad man. Gunman, bad man. Please, wooden papa. Body bad man. No bother with no war. No bother with no violence. No bother with the 6 feet. Rest in peace, silence.
Kwa hayake moto ya urutula. Arutule kakhiso ya urutula. Obosi mola. Rumola, Cosa Rumolo, and say Mabola Fufe Momoye, the Monte Simolan, and get a do body cola. We tell a hot Tamuti, what you know, see we feel it. You can talk to the importance, I get on it, you can take the importance. The Motelon, you know, the Hale Moche, pain is the problem, Jesus is the solution. Jehovah Rafa had it, Tabi, the Hotta, what
rapper who's got the healer hello satrap. Throw a traverse, so tell others kids or yeah, we'll say traffic. Climb hyper say, look, I'm not voting, you make a drone go, yet I say it. It be the hawk, I eat a barretto, something. Just got kicked, your friend.
Christ music is heart music.
So, getting into the topic itself, words. I know, it's just words, eh? You know, like the topic, you like thinking, come on, like, yeah. Out of all things, like, the only thing you could think about was words. What does words have to do with the show? Like, yeah, never mind the show. What does the words have to do with our life, you know? So, how are we going to apply words to our life? Because in this show, you can always apply stuff, you know. You can always apply the stuff that you listen to. Yes, yes, yes. So something that I want you to understand is creation itself was created through words. Yes. Remember, creation was created through words. So God said, let there be light. And then light was there. Let there be. And then it became into being, you know, it came into being. So words are very powerful, eh? God actually shows how powerful your words are. And something that you should understand is you are made in the image of God. But now, yeah, we are actually, we have the power within us. And most of us don't even understand the power that we have within us. Like your words actually have power. And your words don't only have power, they have power to build or break. Yes. You can build or break with your words. So that's something that you should actually be aware of. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't know that, eh? Like, I can, like, speak whatever I want, whenever I want. Nah, you can't do that. You can't just do that. You actually have to think before you speak. Yes. Just like God, you know. If God decided, hey, I'm not going to speak light. We're going to have darkness. Imagine. So, yeah. In fact, don't imagine. That is a very interesting don't imagine that. But what I'm saying is your words have power, and you actually have a lot of power within you because you are made in God's image. But now something that's interesting about us is God didn't just speak us into being. He created us. Yes, he created us. Yeah. Which is very interesting because there's some stuff that we speak into being, and there's other stuff that we can't just speak into being, but we need actions to support what we're speaking. I mean, you take, for example, us. When God was creating us, he didn't say, let there be man. Nope. He didn't just speak us into being. He said, let us make man in our own image. Now he spoke us. Yes. But now he didn't speak us into being. He had to apply the actions that were going to support what he spoke into being. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, said, let us make man in our own image. And then he applied the action by forming us from the ground. Now, some of us, you know, the stuff that we also want in life, you know, the stuff that we speak into being, and then you're like thinking, yeah, I'm going to speak this into being and all the stuff. But it actually requires you to also support it with actions, eh? But now, I'm not talking about the wrong actions. No, I'm talking about the right actions. So, godly actions. Like, remember, your words have the power to make or break. You know, some people, they say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and that X, Y, and Z is actually something negative. And something that's interesting is, for that negative outcome to happen, they have to apply their actions so that it happens. So, same thing with positive stuff. There's stuff that are positive that you would speak into being, but it's not just speaking into being, you know, that's going to let it happen, but it's you applying the actions that's going to also let it happen. So, yeah, be aware of that, you know. So your words have power, you know. Same thing with, yeah, when you're married. Get a wife that speaks negative stuff, it's going to break the husband. Same thing with a husband that speaks negative stuff, it's going to break the wife. So your words actually have power. Now, you don't just use your words how you want to. You actually got to examine what you speak, what you let out of your mouth. So your words, they play a very important role in our life. And most of the stuff that we speak, you got to understand that it comes out of your heart. The type of person that you are, it exposes you. Yes, it exposes you. So your heart gets exposed through the words that you use. Yes, yeah. Probably didn't know about that one, right? Yeah, now you do. So we'll be able to tell what type of a person you are by the words you speak. Yes. And then you get those that, yeah, you know, like the people around you actually amplify the type of person that you are. Probably didn't know that as well. So be careful the words that you use, because here you are sowing seeds. Like, your words actually sow seeds, eh? They actually sow seeds. You throw seeds that are gonna go and die in someone's heart, and then they're gonna produce whatever that you sowed into that person. Yes. So you throw negative words, that is a negative seed that you're throwing that's gonna go in their heart. It's gonna die, and then the outcome of it is gonna be every single thing that's negative. But not forgetting that that seed that you threw into that person is actually an outcome of who you are. Yep. Yeah. The type of person that you are is the type of person that you threw into that person. Yes. And then that person amplifies who you are, and here you are wanting to fight, not realizing that, hey, they're just amplifying what you threw at them. Yeah. So don't come here and try to blame them. No. You're not in a position to blame them. You actually should sort yourself out so that they can be sorted. Yeah. So you throwing at them stuff that is in you. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Remember, they're amplifying. So here you are, you throw a negative comment. It goes into them. It dies in them. And then it brings out okay, I can't even describe it in words. Yo, that's how deep it is. But the outcome that comes out of what you threw at them is negative, to a point where they react back in a negative way. And then you're here trying to get frustrated, not realizing that you are negative. That's why they amplified your negativity. And then guess what? You don't like who you are. That's why you have a problem with them, not realizing that it's your negativity that you don't like. Yes. So words, your words are very powerful. Your words are very important. Words play a very important part of our life. Yes. Even your words, you know, throughout your whole life, like, something that you should understand is your words, when you use them, you're not just living a life where you're using words for the sake of yourself. No, you're using words for the sake of others, not for the, hey, I almost said some others. Yeah. You know, jamming record. But yeah, going back into the topic, let's not get distracted. Not realizing that your words that you're using, you're not just using the words for yourself, you're also using them for others, because there's people that are around you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Your words are actually very important. Now, something that I love about God's words never lie. Yes. God's words are always faithful. If he says he's going to do something for you, he does it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God does everything that he says. He's the truth, you know. The truth is found in God, you know. God is truth himself. And we were made in his image. So why are we not reflecting that part of him? Why are we not reflecting God? God cannot lie. Something that you must know. God cannot lie. You know, God will always keep his word to you. So whatever that he says he's going to do for you or to you, he's always going to keep it. And yeah, the problem with us is we got a heart that we need to always make sure that we compare. Like, you got a good heart versus a bad heart. Now, a good heart produces words that are positive, motivating, you know. Yes, inspiring and all those stuff. That's the type of heart that we're supposed to have, because the words that you use, they come out of your heart. A bad heart, on the other side, breaks, feels, makes people feel inferior. It feels like it's always conquered. It's a bad heart, and as a result, it preys on other people, which is not supposed to be doing, yes? So just examine it. God wouldn't do that in that situation, whatever situation he's in. He wouldn't prey on people like, as in, I'm talking about the P-R-E-Y, you know. He wouldn't take advantage of people and make them feel small. That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't do that. So let's not be those type of Christians. Instead, be Christians that actually help other people, inspire them, and actually motivate them, you know. Yes, stay pure, you know, obeying the Lord's commandment, the words that we speak. The words that we speak also come out of the songs that you listen, the songs that you feed yourself. It's messages that other people are putting into you. And yeah, remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word. Now, before we even get into other stuff, I'm going to come back and we'll speak about faith. Yes, coming through the words that you hear. So stay tuned in. We'll be right back.
Focused on the kingdom, I'm clinging on to you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stay.
New Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Is restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so below.
Yeah, so coming back into it, y'all. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. But now, before we get into that, I want to just read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And this is what it says. It's actually interesting. Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Now, your thoughts, remember, everything you think, those are the words that you use. Yep. Don't bend the truth or say things that you know are not right. Yeah, remember, your words are very powerful. Don't bend the truth. Don't use words that are going to break people. I mean, why would you want to break people? It's going to affect you as well. I mean, yeah, what type of life is that? Come on, like, seriously. Like, actually, can we sort ourselves out? Like, yo, really, like, sort ourselves out. And then the last verse that I want to read is, it's basically Proverbs as well. But Proverbs chapter 10, verse 32. This is what it says. Good people know the right things to say, but the wicked say things to make trouble. Boom. Right there. Uh-huh. Good people know the right things to say, but the wicked say things that make trouble. Like, can you actually reflect at your life? How many things have you said which make trouble? Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. I know right there is challenging you already. Like, okay, guys, like, yo, most of the stuff that I say makes trouble. Yeah. Your words. Faith comes by hearing of the word of God. God created with his words. You have the same power within you. Why not use that power to actually build other people? Not make trouble. Something that you guys don't even understand is that there is a world that we have never seen. You know, like the Matrix. The Matrix, there's the real world. And then there's the real world. The real world is the fake world, and then the real world is the real world. You know, the original real world, what is really happening. Same thing with us. We're in the third dimension here, thinking that this is the real world, not realizing that there is a real world, and that real world, guess what? It operates with the words that we speak. Yeah. Right here, we're operating with flesh and all those stuff. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you think that this is all that is to life. No, it's not. There's actually a real world which operates with the words. That's why your words have power. Here in the third dimension, everything that you say moves in the fourth dimension. Yeah. So you make trouble here. You're making trouble in the fourth dimension. And what is in the fourth dimension affects what's here. Yep. You know, in the Matrix, what is in the real original world? It affects what's in the real fake world. So if the person dies in the real original world, the fake world where they think is real, they also die. So same thing with us. Fourth dimension controls the third dimension. So why make trouble in the fourth dimension knowing that it's going to affect the third dimension? No, don't do that. Something that's interesting is you get people that actually, yeah, you know, in the fourth dimension, they speak their wife and then it moves the third dimension and then here's their wife coming, you know, and all the stuff. Understand that your words are very powerful. Now, don't come here using your words for a wife. You know, you want a wife and then you go in the fourth dimension and speak your wife into being in the fourth dimension so that your wife can come in the third dimension. No, don't use your words for stuff like that. Understand that all those stuff God will add onto your life. What you need to be doing is live here on earth for Jesus and live for Jesus accurately to a point where, yeah, you're selfless, which is the biggest problem that we have. We are careless with the words that we use. We don't care about people that are around us. That's why we're in a position where we use our words however we want to use it, not caring about anyone. Yes, in fact, take note, care less. You care less. You actually care less. Now, that's why you're willing to use your words however that you want, because you don't care about a person. You don't care more about them. You actually care less about them, and it doesn't affect you if you actually use words that break them down. Now, that is not a position that we're supposed to be in. We're actually supposed to care more about people. We're supposed to examine the type of words that we say. I mean, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 32 said it itself. A wise person examines their words. a wicked person. Says words that will cause trouble. Now, let's not be in a position where we're causing trouble. I mean, you say things that are going to move the fourth dimension, cause trouble, and then here you are coming here in the third dimension fighting because you already accomplished it in the fourth dimension. Now, we don't want troubles. We don't want trouble here. Come on, like, yeah, actually, can we rise up? Can we grow up and actually start examining the type of words that we say? I mean, compliment the person. Remember, in the fourth dimension, when you compliment them here in the third dimension, in the fourth dimension, it's something positive. And then here you are, opening a blessing in the fourth dimension. You compliment this person in the fourth dimension, you open a blessing that is going to affect the third dimension, which is awesome. I mean, you got to understand stuff like that. Yes? Be aware of stuff like that. So, remember, your words play a very vital role in your life. They are very important in your life, and the words that you use can either break you or build you. And if they break you, they also break others around you. If they build you, they also build others around you. But now you got people who twist it, and yeah, they use it to break others so that they can build themselves. It is a lie. You'll see it build you now, but in the long run, break you afterwards. So don't be in a position where you're doing that. So yeah, I just want you guys to understand that this whole session was basically based on your words, the type of words that you use. Make sure that your words that you are using, they are words that actually inspire other people, and examine the type of words you're actually using. Restrain what you say. Think about what you say. A wise man is slow to speak. They listen more and speak less. And when they speak, people listen because they have wisdom to give to other people. That's what a wise man does. Yes. Even a wise woman does the same thing. And don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Facebook /activefm777, the number of heaven. Yes, seven is the number of heaven. I mean, it took 7 days for God to create everything. Yeah, that is actually awesome. Don't be here on a six trick. Six trick is not the number of heaven. Six is the number of the devil. So watch out. Yeah. Yeah, make sure you're not on some other triple streak of six. We don't want stuff like that. We want 777, the number of heaven. Yeah. So that's where you can catch us on Facebook /activefm777, the number of heaven. Now, you don't need to write the number of heaven. Just write ActiveFM /ActiveFM777. Twitter, can catch us at ActiveFM777. Instagram at ActiveFM777. And don't forget to go on Iono itself, like Iono FM. You can actually get ActiveFM right there on Iono FM. You get, yeah, get the podcasts and all the stuff. Yeah, download them, share them. Get the stuff out there. A lot of people need this, you know, as much as you need it. Everyone needs it. We all need it. Yes. Don't be selfish. Selfless. Yeah, that's what you need to become. Don't be selfish. Become selfless. To a point where you care for other people more than yourself. Yeah. Even me, I'm working on that. Hey, I'm actually working on that. Becoming more sensitive to other people more than myself. You know, when you're more sensitive to yourself, that's where you defend yourself more. But when you're more sensitive to other people, that's where you in a position where you understand, yeah, what do I gain if I'm right? It's fine. Like, I don't actually need to be right, even in my words, even in what I say. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. But yeah, okay, it does matter if you're wrong. But still, if you're right, it doesn't matter because, yeah, gotta think about the person who's next to you. So stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, don't forget to also come back next week. Same time, same place, on the same station. Yes, 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 yes. Next show, different topic. Uh-huh. Gonna change your life, yeah. So yeah, stay safe, make sure you drive safe. I know we're actually approaching a very interesting season, which is going to be a season of celebration and all those stuff. Yes, yeah, Christmas, New Year, and all those things, it's just around the corner. And yeah, with it approaching, make sure you keep safe, eh? Families need you, yeah, your family needs you, they still need you alive. I mean, yeah, you got loved ones, eh? Got loved ones, so make sure that you take care of yourself and your loved ones. So yeah, don't do anything that your loved ones wouldn't do. Okay, don't do anything that the word of God wouldn't approve of, you know. So if the word of God doesn't approve, don't do it. Ask yourself, would Jesus do what I'm about to do? If the answer is no, don't go for it. Yeah, don't go for it. So I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, here on Active FM, which is the number one station where Christ music is hot music. Yeah, see ya.
Peace. Now, hear this.
Christ music is hot music.
Yeah, I am.
Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
My
my hope is in you. Take all of me.
You're rocking with Mr. Light Your iPod on Fire. DJ I Rock Jesus with that straight ministry.
Nope, nope, no 9 to 5. We 365 and 65 in the kitchen whipping. Yo, ask Dizzle body. That mean we grinding. We buy this business, but Christy running, we just run around in it. You get me? Cross on our back and it's showing. Yeah. Them shoulder blades have been growing. It's by grace to faith we've been holding. No Kobe Bryant. No point players. No Michael Jordan, Moe, all a joint. Woke up and I'm clocked in. So we down when he rose up and he chose us. We is blocked in. Can't hold us, you won't stop me. Look, we on mission four. His glory to show. Boy, you should know. Until we go, we will not fold. What do you think we grinding for? We got his. Your jaws of clay, but barely standing. Masterpieces, workmanship, I'm just a canvas. I don't whip a foreign, but I live like a tourist. That means I'm visiting, don't you see us pitching tents? So you find out, he don't shine in, we won't shine out. And we in the game, tie times out. Now work, show you what it's grind about. So what that mean? Yo, grind about nothing. My grind about nothing. If it's grace and hand, don't touch it. So we bout with that sun bout. Trap it in, one scout. Hand pick, we on the field. He call plays, we run routes. Don't just do work, we hard work. He's working in us, he's working through us. He's working with us till that work is finished. We the ones he working on, we his work.
Shut us down, you'll never win. I'm not one crying.